They called it Spotted Cow, and the rest, they say, is history. We're checking in on New Glarus Brewing Company in these pandemic times on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. Spotted Cow helped propel New Glarus Brewing to be what it is today, the 12th largest craft brewer by sales volume in the nation. That's from the trade group The Brewers Association publishing its top 50 craft brewing rankings earlier this year. Has your favorite brewery reopened? What questions do you have about brewing in these times? 800-642-1234. Deb Carey is founder and president of New Glarus Brewing Company, based in New Glarus, a village in Greene County in the southern part of our state. Deb, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kate.
Well, tell us about your company's pandemic journey, if you will. What is the story in these times?
Well, I mean, we got through it successfully, so it has a happy ending. But of course, when it started, it was really scary. There's 120 people with their families that depend on, you know, us being open and paychecks from healthcare and all those things. And you remember that initially we didn't have really clear information on how the virus was being transmitted and what to do. And basically, we just erred on the side of safety and sent everybody home for a couple of months while, you know, the politicians and health professionals figured it out.
Yeah. And so you made that deliberate decision to keep those 120 employees on your payroll in the pandemic. What went into that decision not to apply for the federal PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program?
Well, the PPP and the decision to care for the people are a little bit separated, because the decision to care for my people just comes from my deep-seated respect and care for our people. I mean, we're a team. It takes a lot of people to make great beer, and they are just outstanding human beings that we really care about them, and we see them in the grocery stores, and, you know, I want to visit with their children and have them come play with us. And, you know, you can't do that if you don't take care of people. The PPP was more just an overarching understanding that even though the numbers sounded big, you know, oh, there's all this money to apply for, I knew that we would be okay, and that I have lots of neighbors in New Glarus and other breweries that really desperately needed the money and were on the verge of going under. And, you know, like you said, we're doing well with our Spotted Cow sales. And so I just chose to pass on it.
Hmm. You reopened the brewery recently for in-person tours on weekdays. How is that going so far?
Well, it's a little overwhelming. We have in the past, people come on the weekends, and of course we just get slammed. Thousands of people show up. But during the week has been pretty quiet. Last week, we didn't really announce it. We just, you know, opened, and there were lots of happy people there and relaxed. And I think it feels nice for people to be able to get back to a little bit of normalcy, and we're really happy to be open and see them.
Yeah, and why not be open on the weekends? What goes into that decision?
Well, during the summer, I hire seasonal help, and it's like 20 or 25 people, maybe more, that I need between parking and all the places to serve beer and help people. And you know, we're at the very end of the season, so it really doesn't make sense to bring people on for Saturday work for just a few weeks. And, you know, when it gets back to next spring, we'll have an opportunity to hire again and do some training and get back to being open at least on Saturdays. But I think our one thing about our COVID experience is we really appreciate our family time, and I don't think we'll open again on Sundays. Everybody needs a day of rest, and so our plan will be to open on Saturdays sometime in the spring.
Kind of like an aha moment in the pandemic, coming to that realization, I imagine.
Yeah, I think I've been aware of it for a long time, but I don't know. It just feels right. And we're really primarily a brewery. I mean, we're not a hospital. We're not selling gas or groceries or something that people can't live without. And, you know, this feels right for our team. And this is a direction we're going to go.
Deb Carey is president and owner of New Glarus Brewing Company with us as we explore the brewing company's story in these pandemic times. Are you a brewer? What do you want to ask the makers of Spotted Cow? Join in at 800-642-1234. Steve is joining us from Stoughton with a question. Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
Good morning. Say, Deb, great to hear you on the show. You know, Spotted Cow is so synonymous with Wisconsin. And there's, you know, seems like there's always this big push from others to have you move across the different borders and that, you know, expand nationwide. What is your thought about that?
Oh, good question. Thanks, Steve. Well, really, my primary responsibility as an employer is not to be the biggest. My primary responsibility is to be the best and to be profitable. And in my mind, the whole idea of bigger is better is really flawed. And during the pandemic, we had a good opportunity to prove that, because one of the things that we can do with a small footprint was recall all of our beer and, you know, give a credit back to our wholesalers and to the retailers, which was helpful to them in a time of crisis. And if we had been in 6 or 8 states, we wouldn't have been able to do that. So being close to home allows us to have personal relationships and better control over the quality of the beer, which at the end of the day is, you know, really what we're focused on. So I know there are a ton of people that would like us to be nationwide, and I get asked all the time to, you know, won't I sell beer in China or France or something else, which, you know, just doesn't make sense to me. Beer is the same ingredients as bread. And just like bread, it's best fresh. And anybody who's brought back a baguette from France knows that it doesn't taste quite as good as it did in Paris. But it is fun, you know. So for me, we're going to stick with our Fresh is Best program here in Wisconsin.
Well, Steve, while we have you on the line, you know, what beer do you love?
Spotted Cow is probably my favorite, but it depends on who you ask in my family. That's one of the big raging debates over the holidays, right? So I'm thrilled that she's going to stay right here. I think New Glarus is a Wisconsin gem, and I hope she keeps doing everything she's doing because she's doing it right.
Well, here's the deal. Like, you have, like, an instant holiday gift for those loved ones who are out of state, I would imagine.
Well, you know, it's probably a double gift, because I give them that gift, and then on the way out back to Chicago or Iowa or Minnesota, they stop at a Quick Trip or a gas station and pick up another case. So it's probably another gift and a half, maybe, but I totally agree.
Deb, how do you feel about this math in the gift giving?
Well, I'm pretty appreciative of his support. And I think it is true. We had one of the things that was really another interesting thing from COVID was we could measure what sales were at the borders of our states, because people, you know, for a while, they weren't allowed to travel from Illinois. And it looks like it's about 0.5% of our overall sales. So it is important to us. And we're just, you know, as an employee owned business, we are just really grateful for that support.
Yeah, Steve, thanks for calling in. You know, Deb, brewing and distributing beer, as we're learning, can take months of planning and work. And that really is so difficult in a pandemic where you're basically day to day. How difficult have logistics of brewing been in these times?
It has. I mean, it's getting better, but it was a total nightmare. I mean, things changed wildly day to day. You can remember times when it was like one county was open for business and another one was closed. Well, when Milwaukee shuts down or Madison or Green Bay, that's a lot of beer sales. Mm-hmm. And it was, we had shortages of cans and bottles. The label manufacturers, of course, their people were home. So it was really we took a lot of brain space and a team of people, and we were just in there every day. Even though we'd sent everybody else home, we were in there every day trying to figure out where to move beer and how to do it. And I'm just really glad we got through it. We did a bunch of things that might be a little counterintuitive, but we got rid of a lot of our seasonal beers, which we're happy to be able to bring back now, and our specialty beers so that we could keep people home and the team separated during the pandemic. And I mean, I'm just will forever be proud that we got through it all together with everybody healthy and safe.
Mm. Are you feeling any of those supply chain pressures now with bottles, as we've been seeing in the headlines?
Yeah, it still is happening. I mean, bottles in particular, it is such an old world art, you know, melting down sand to make a container. And the people who do that in Burlington, Wisconsin, they've got a factory that's, while it's old, it has gotten a lot of updates, and we're glad for that. But I mean, they work in really loud, hot conditions, and little changes in temperature can make a big difference. And if part of the personnel are home or they're trying to keep space, it has a real impact on their production. And same with cans. Not only that, consumers overall have moved toward more celebrations at home. And so there just is a call for a lot more cans and bottles from all industries, not just breweries. And so all those things are creating a shortage, but we're working through it.
Some craft brewers figured out how to make it work in the pandemic era. We're talking with one of them. Deb Carey is here, founder of New Glarus Brewing Company. You can join in. Do you work for a bar or restaurant that was shut down early? Are you a brewer who has had trouble getting supplies? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Deb Carey here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The beer industry has seen a dramatic decline both in jobs and sales due to the pandemic. That's according to the Trade Association for the American Brewing Industry, the Beer Institute. Wisconsin lost more than 15,000 jobs last year tied to the industry, and the Institute calculated a nearly $20 billion drop nationwide in retail beer sales last year. Still time to talk about the industry. 800-642-1234. Deb Carey is president of New Glarus Brewing Company and with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's go to Kevin now in Janesville. Kevin, hi.
Hey, good morning. I'm not a fan of the Spotted Cow, but I love the Fat Squirrel and the Belgian Red in particular. Thank you for putting that in the smaller bottles. Any thoughts into moving in toward the darker beers, the porters or the stouts? Thanks.
Thank you, Kevin. Deb?
Well, I'm sorry Kevin missed out on Gyrator, which was just out, because that was a big double. And at the brewery just now, there is an Imperial Stout and also a Bourbon Barrel Stout available. So we do play in the area of dark beers pretty regularly. I'm trying to think. We've been doing flipping between Coffee Stout and Road Slush, which is an oatmeal stout in the winter, and I don't know exactly when that's coming out, but we do make them, and I'm sorry we haven't found them for you, but if you send us a message on our Facebook, we'll hook you up with some dark beers. And I'm really glad you like Fat Squirrel, because that's one of my favorites too.
So let me get this straight. You had a pandemic baby, and the Gyrator Doppel is your pandemic baby?
Maybe. Finally got a fish on the label.
So explain a little bit the backstory here of the Gyrator.
Well, one thing about the Gyrator is it has an incredibly long lager. So it worked out actually just like you're saying to be our pandemic baby. And Dan has a long list of beers in his head that he is dying to make. And I have to say that he, you know, his priority also is to take care of our people, but he was a little mumbly about getting all of his fun beers cut from the lineup last year. And he is in a much better mood today.
But this really, this matured for, is it 6 months? 6 months for flavor?
Yeah.
So this was quite a while.
Yes, it was. But it worth it. I mean, it's a great beer, super smooth. That the thing that's really interesting about beer when you're involved in it is it's extremely fussy. It's prone to just a tiny temperature difference or this the thing that you're referring to of long lagers and natural carbonation and all the, you know, where the raw materials come from. They can have a huge impact on the flavor. Beer is just really delicate and fussy. And, that's why not that many people actually do it and put it into cans themselves, because it's hard, but it's worth it. We have a dedicated team and they love what they do and we love them for it.
And you found a German hop that was basically kind of undercover, if you will, not commercially available today.
Yes, this is raw materials are Dan's passion, because that's what he needs to make beer. So he has been on the hunt for old world barleys and hops and things that maybe they weren't high yield, you know, enough to capture the attention of farmers, but they have a wonderful flavor. And he, pushes to hunt them down and get farmers to grow them and then uses them in beer. And he's been dedicating himself to this effort for probably 20 years. And it's a great thing for us.
Talking with Deb Carey, owner president of New Glarus Brewing Company, you can join in the conversation 800-642-1234. David is joining us from Green Bay. David, hi. You have seasonal beers on your mind, I understand.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for taking the call. Deb, I really appreciate you being on the air. I love the story. My two favorite beers in the world are Bubbler and Dancing Man. They're two of your Hefes, and they don't come out at the same time of year. There was one month I remember where I could get both of them, and that was one of the best months of my life. I might have stocked up more than I otherwise do or otherwise think is prudent. I just want to know a little bit about how the decision to release one beer at one time of the year and another at a different time works out. Like, what about, it doesn't have to be these two specifically, like Bubbler and Dancing Man, but when something doesn't jump out as being like an Oktoberfest beer, because of course that's going to come out at a certain time, what goes into deciding when a seasonal beer comes out? And other things like, sorry, I'm excited and I don't want to ask too much of
no,
you.
That's
like,
okay.
What's the timeline from like coming up with an idea like Dancing Man and then getting it to the shelf? Is that, I mean, you just said Gyrator takes like 6 months. Is it, I'd just love to hear the timeline and thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you, David.
Yeah, good questions. So from concept to beer on the shelf is well over a year. It might even be 2 or 5 years. Often Dan's doing things like, he was making Berliner Weiss with wine yeasts and special grapes. And so to find it, make a little batch, see how it works, and to actually get it onto the schedule to produce, and then the time of actually making it, the lagering and all of that, there's way more time in it than people realize. So thanks for asking the question. As for how we put together the calendar, first we ask everyone in, I think it's July, we have a beer vote on our website and we ask people what they're looking for and what their ideas are. Then we compile them and look at, you know, the top winners and try to figure out a way to fit it into the calendar. And one of my goals with retail on-premise in mind is to have beers that are appropriate for what the food I think might be being served that time of the year. year, certainly heavier beers in the winter and lighter beers, like this caller was referring to, wheat beers and hefes in the summer and spring when it warms up. And then we don't generally, we try hard not to have the same kind of beer out at the same time, so that there is a selection. Like, I always think of our beer calendar like the menu at a restaurant. We need to have some things there, steak and burgers that people expect to find, but then we'd like to have something interesting if somebody's feeling a little more adventurous. So that's the thing. So we get a vote, then there's a group of us, and everybody comes with their ideas and their passion, and we try to see where we can fit it into the production schedule, because also some beers are just really more labor intensive and time intensive to make. And, you know, at the same time that we're trying to come out with a volume of beer, like say August or September, all those things come into play.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you do quite a bit of crowdsourcing and listening to your consumers to really give you some direction as to what you should make.
Yeah, you know, it's the funniest thing that you bring that up, Kate, because sometimes people will corner me and they're like, why don't you sell more IPAs or, you know, whatever their thing is. And I think to myself, well, do you think I'm in charge? Like, do you think I walk up to Phil Woodman and I'm like, hey, Phil, give me some space. Like, that's not really how it works. consumers really vote. Consumers are the ones who vote. And every single beer that we put out on the shelf comes from the heart. And Dan puts an inordinate amount of time and energy and years of passion and blood, sweat, and tears into every single beer that we make. And we hope all of them will be wildly successful, and we know that they won't. And so we just put them out there and see what resonates. And sometimes things that, you know, like a beer style that didn't sell one year, we'll bring it back in a few years, and all of a sudden it takes off, and don't know.
Yeah,
we just kind of very tenacious. That's what we are.
Deb, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me, Kate. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Deb and Dan Carey, owners of New Glarus Brewing Company, based in New Glarus, Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kend. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.